WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Brain Fog Warriors. Welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox. I'm your host, Leo Weston, here to help you navigate this crazy journey we call life with a little less mental fuzz and a whole lot more self-love. Now, let's talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, and probably yours too, self-acceptance. We all have those days, right? Where you catch yourself comparing, judging, or just plain nitpicking every little thing about yourself. Ever felt like you're running a never-ending internal critique session? You know that feeling when your mind starts playing those "you're not good enough" tapes on repeat? Trust me, I've been there, and let me tell you, it's exhausting. But here's the thing. Self-acceptance isn't about being complacent or ignoring areas where you want to grow. It's about recognizing that you are perfectly imperfect, just as you are right now. It's about ditching the unrealistic expectations and embracing the beautiful mess that is your unique self. So how do we actually get there? How do we move from constant self-critique to genuine self-love? Let's break it down. First things first, stop comparing yourself to others. Social media can be a breeding ground for this kind of negativity. You're scrolling through perfectly curated feeds, seeing highlight reels of people's lives, and it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking everyone else has it figured out. Remember, what you see online is rarely the whole picture. Everyone has their struggles, insecurities, and challenges. They just don't always share them publicly. Second, practice gratitude. I know it sounds cheesy, but hear me out. When you focus on the good things in your life, big or small, it shifts your perspective. Start a gratitude journal. Write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, or simply take a moment to appreciate the beauty around you. This simple act can work wonders for your mental well-being and cultivate a sense of contentment. Third, be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a good friend. When you make a mistake, don't beat yourself up. Learn from it, forgive yourself, and move on. You're human after all. We all stumble sometimes. Fourth, invest in your passions. What brings you joy? What lights you up? Make time for activities that nourish your soul and remind you of your worth. Whether it's painting, hiking, playing music, or simply spending time with loved ones, pursue what makes you happy. Finally, remember that self-love is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, days when you feel confident and radiant, and days when you struggle to love yourself fully. That's okay. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep moving forward one step at a time. Now let me tell you a story about someone who learned the power of self-acceptance. A friend of mine used to be super hard on herself. She constantly compared her achievements to others, never feeling good enough. But then she started practicing mindfulness, taking time each day to simply be present and appreciate her own thoughts and feelings without judgment. Slowly but surely, she began to notice a shift. She started to see her strengths, celebrate her unique qualities, and let go of the need for constant validation. It wasn't an overnight transformation, but with consistent effort, she blossomed into a more confident and self-assured person. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are right now. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. embrace your imperfections, celebrate your strengths, and treat yourself with the kindness and respect you deserve. Take this knowledge and put it to work. Start small. Maybe write down 3 things you love about yourself today. Or practice a little self-care by taking a walk in nature or reading a good book. These little acts of self-love can make a big difference over time. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a dose of self-love encouragement. Let's spread the love, one brain fog detox at a time. I'll be back tomorrow with another tip to help you navigate life with clarity and confidence. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.